Erev and Perk Aleph, Mishnah Dalad 1-4, a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, talking about the Korah at the end of the Mavui. It says, Rechav k'dei l'kabel ariach. It has to be wide enough to hold an ariach. Again, an ariach, 1.5 tefachim wide. So we're talking that the Korah here has to be 1 tefach wide, allowing for a quarter tefach, also known as an etzba, a finger's breadth, overlap on either side of that beam. Uvriah, and it also has to be strong enough, literally healthy enough, means the robust enough, k'dei l'kabel ariach, that it could actually hold a brick. If you cemented a brick to this korah, it would stay. And in fact, according to most Rishonim, based on the Rishalmi, we actually mean it's able to hold a whole row of bricks across it. That's how most learn, although some learn otherwise, that simply one brick would be enough. Again, the rationale here is you want the actual korah to be something substantial, and therefore it serves effectively as a heker, so you would notice it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda, you recall from the first Mishnah of the Masechta, held that the Korah is functioning not as a heker, a reminder as you leave the Mavli, but rather as an actual mechitza. And it works as a mechitza based on the pathway of Pi Tikra Yored Vesosem, that the edge of a roof goes straight down and closes off, and the edge of the roof going downwards functions like a mechitza. And that being the case, he doesn't need to have a noticeable or robust korah. He simply needs to have a korah that's one tefach wide, and at that point it functions like a roof, which can be, you know, legally brought down to effect a mechitza, a proper fourth partition to set off the mavui from the rest of the Rishus HaRab. And therefore the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rechava afa pisha en abriya. It has to be that wide, meaning the tefach wide, but even if it's not sufficiently strong to hold a brick, doesn't matter, because it's functioning as a mechitza, and mechitzas in general can always be, you know, infinitesimally thin. We don't care about their strength or their thickness, and we just are concerned about their, that they meet the requisite dimensions otherwise. So you can use sheets of paper as mechitzas, and you can certainly use here a sheet of paper, if you will, as your korah, if that's what you have, as long as it's a tefach across, says Rabbi Yehuda.